This is Larry Nelson on W3WW3 Internet Talk Radio, and we are at the ICC event here in downtown Denver, February
26, 2002. I had a hard time trying to guess how many seats to order, but it looks like I got pretty much the right number. Many of us have gone through very hard times, and the Internet Chamber has struggled, as most companies and employees have. I've been suffering a lot of feelings of doubt as to what role I needed to do in adjusting or not adjusting some of the things that were coming to my attention. For example, when a lot of people became unemployed, we offered free membership. And Front Range Tech Biz editorial said that was a compassionate thing to do, but many people criticized me as saying that that created a pool of unemployed people at the Internet Chamber, and therefore the Internet Chamber meetings were not nearly as attractive. And that other criticisms were often leveled towards me and the organizations as not having the same energy, or the same old faces were here, or people weren't able to make money and so they didn't want to come and exhibit. And it was very frustrating because I've been doing this for 6 years and we built a lot of momentum in the last year, and then to see that all just kind of crumble. And when I would send out the 7,000 emails that once were 10,000 emails and have 3,000 come back with email address user unknown, it was very disheartening. There are times that I felt like giving up, and I haven't, and I don't think I will. But there are signs of hope, and one of those things is the fact that you're here today filling these chairs with energy, enthusiasm, and excitement. And upstairs, it's back like it was. And I think we all need to kind of thank ourselves for surviving. The headlines that kind of helped me shape what we want to do on the program tonight just kind of fell into place. As you saw recently in the Rocky Mountain News, recession over, reports hint. So I thought we'd convene a panel and see if we could verify that locally. But one of the things that I thought of that was perhaps correct in the criticism towards me, and that's something that I have to do a better job at, the Internet Chamber of Commerce is not just a social party. It's not just a cocktail reception. It's not just hors d'oeuvres that cost an arm and a leg if you have to buy them. What this organization should be and what this community should support is an input of the various elements that we've always said, and that's the private business, the government, and academic communities. And it builds a consensus, and a consensus of people's ideas like yourselves to come out, to listen to debates of information, to create things that we haven't done yet, which I want to encourage you to help me do in the future time, is do awards and recognition and develop standards. And stop spamming if we can. Create ways that we can encourage good practices and discourage bad practices. And the other headlines that are very disturbing when you see on the front page, character under fire at the American, at the Air Force Academy, and people are saying that, well, it's just a sign of the times that people are so easy to lie, cheat, and steal, and that we just accept that. And the Internet is just overwhelmed by the other headlines, cybercrime taxes the police departments. We're going to cheat ourselves to death if we don't use our brains and our morality and our consensus building and our ability to bring people together like tonight to try to find the right way to do things. And when someone comes from the state government and the city governments and from the academic community to help bridge and create those partnerships, then I'm encouraged that we're on the right track. So I hope you'll join us in building that strength so the next time we're in downturns, people aren't judging us just on the fact that maybe I bring in some unemployed people, or maybe we're just not as hot as we were the month before. We're an institution. And as this building was built in 1906 and has been here for 95 years, it gives me the feeling of history that the people who had feelings about coming together in this concept, one of their great missions was to help children, give them free medical care. And one of their slogans carved in one of the windows upstairs is, "No man is so tall as he who stoops to help a child." That those are some of the feelings that I think we can embrace in this organization. So thank you for coming and being a part of it. Now I'd like to introduce Mark Holtzman, who's the Governor's Secretary of Technology. Mark has come to a number of our events. I consider him a great friend. He helped me get Governor Owens to come 2 years ago at one of our events when he first came and said, "Terry, this is fantastic," when we had 200 people. Well, tonight we probably have 500 people, so we continue to grow. And Mark has been a great ally and someone that I know I can lean on and count on, and I think he's done an incredible job of kind of developing unique policies in our state. So please welcome Mark Holtzman.